This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I just checked my phone bill. Government taxes and fees, about $13 last month. Surcharges, about $10. But when I got all forensic on the thing, I was able to see that I paid 90 cents last month for my state's 911 system emergency response services. Less than a buck, a small price to pay if I ever need to call 911. We require phone companies to collect these fees, but now a series of lawsuits claim the phone giants haven't been paying all that money out to 911 systems, resulting in an estimated $600 million shortfall for emergency call center funding. Sally Herships has more.
The central question in this case, what exactly counts as a phone line nowadays?
How do we differentiate a phone line sitting on somebody's desk? And then you say, well, what about a phone number that works through a PC or a laptop?
Telecom industry expert Derek Curtin says current regulations were written before cloud services offering hundreds of virtual phone lines existed. Those companies are finding wiggle room in the law, and traditional carriers like AT&T and Verizon have to keep up. Josh Wolson is a lawyer representing multiple lawsuits against big telecom.
The phone company's approach to this has been to say, well, if there's one pipe that comes into your office place, and that pipe carries 23 separate phone lines, you only have to pay one 911 fee.
The phone companies say they're in compliance with the law. But Derek Curtin says some 911 tax dollars aren't used to fund call centers at all. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.